No.
No. No.
What?
Because I was married for 2 fucking years.
You're a cunt, Brian.
You cunt.
You're a cunt, Brian.
No, sir, I don't like it. No, sir, I don't like it.
Fuck you, cunt.
You're a cunt, Brian.
No, sir, I don't like it.
What's up, y'all? It's episode
72
of No Sir, I Don't Like It. I'm Carmen.
Isn't that the year you graduated high school, Carmen?
No.
No.
I'm not that old.
You sure?
I wish I was, dude.
Yeah.
Because then I would have started comedy a decade before, and I would have been way more relevant.
1971? You would have started in 1989?
Yeah. I mean, I started when I was 22, I think. Yeah. 21?
Yes, so you started in 92. It would have been Bill Burr, the year he started.
Oh, it would have been perfect.
Worked out for him starting in 1992. You started in 2002?
Why not me? No, I started in 2004 or 5.
2004 or 5. Who's 2005. President? Bush?
Yeah.
You're 3 presidents in?
Mm-hmm.
I'm 2 presidents in.
Very good, Brian.
2 presidents. What's happening? We first of all, I know a lot of y'all got some filthy assholes from all that hot dog eating you did yesterday.
Yeah.
Especially that guy. Did you see the new record on the Coney Island hot dog eating contest?
No.
I haven't seen a picture of him, but he sounds like a white guy. I can't remember his name, but he ate 74 hot dogs. New record. He beat Kobayashi or whatever that guy's name was.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
I know. Americans taking American records back on America's birthday.
That's so stupid.
Bet he wishes he had a bidet today.
By the way, this podcast is brought to you by Braundell, folks. It's a bidet company, if you didn't know, if you haven't listened to the last several episodes.
Well, they have more than bidets.
They do.
I keep trying to stress that.
They have air, is it humidifiers?
They have air. You can get some air.
You can buy air.
Like space.
Don't go to the gas station. Go to Braundell.com and get your air there.
Mm-hmm.
No, it's like an air purifying system, I think, or something like
that. Yeah, I have one, not of theirs, but I have another rival brand, the air purifier, and I think it does something. I don't know.
Cool.
I don't know. I mean, I feel like Braundell's probably works better than this shit that I have in my room.
Yeah.
I don't know. Why don't you tell me? I don't know. Go to Braundell.com, order air purifier, put in promo code NOSIR, N-O-S-I-R. You get 20% off.
Yeah, and we get a little money on the back end.
Y'all should get some bidets, though, because I know you're... July 5th, if it was like a movie where we could animate inanimate objects and mm-hmm. they could have something to say, I'm sure July 5th, they're like, what the fuck?
Yeah, if toilets could speak,
yeah.
The day after.
Oh my God.
The 4th of July would be like, what? Why? Yeah. Why do you hate us so much? Why do you hate yourself so much? Why did you do this?
At least there's greens involved with Thanksgiving.
Oh yeah.
But,
push it through.
Yeah. July 4th is just, I mean, the only salads you get are like potato salad, macaroni yep. salad. It's all just bowl blasters.
Yeah, it's just, it's anything with mayonnaise on it are the only kind of salads that are eaten.
I want a salad with mayonnaise, potatoes, whatnot, turmeric. Yeah. I blew up my toilet today, and Braundell took care of me before I got over here. So thank you, Braundell.
I appreciate that, man. That's...
I had about 90 hot dogs yesterday. I could have eaten I could have set a Coney Island record.
Really?
Oh, yeah. It was bad.
You didn't even mean to?
No, I didn't mean to.
You stopped eating them with the bread, too. It's just all you're just dunking the bread in water and shoving them down your throat.
I was just bored. I mean, it was... I was just eating because I was bored. And it sucks.
I've done that at barbecues where I'm like, well, a hot dog's more interesting than this conversation.
I know. I'm in a bad position because I'm not interesting enough to make anything more interesting, but I also can't suffer boring people. I can't.
See, I don't have the spark. If you can start something, I can have an opinion about anything, even if I don't really have one.
Yeah,
I can make one up.
You're a bowl of gasoline.
Mm-hmm.
You just need the flame.
I just need a flame.
Yeah, because I was talking to a friend yesterday at the barbecue. I was telling him how boring he was. And I feel like this is why I used to go to train yards and hang out with hobos.
Because they always had something interesting to say. At least something you never heard before.
Yeah, and I think that it makes it sound like I'm trying to sound interesting. But it's like, no, I'm not interesting. I had to go find interesting people. Because let me tell you something. Hanging out under a bridge with a bunch of hobos waiting for a train, it's not boring. It might be dangerous. It might be uncomfortable. It might be gross, but it's never boring.
Right.
And I was just sitting around a bunch of comics talking about the industry.
And we all know how much you love industry talk. That's your favorite. That's your favorite topic. Ooh,
do I love it? Just everybody just trashing Cameron Esposito for 9 hours and trashing Hannah Gadsby, which is fine for 5 minutes. I'm all about it. But after a while, it's like, dude, let it go. She stinks. We get
it. I'm tired of everyone wanting comedians to be inspirational. Like, do you know what I mean? Hasn't Tony Robbins done enough? The motherfucker makes people walk on coals. Now comedians have to inspire you. Like, if there isn't anything on this planet that already fucking inspires you, a comedian, it's not our fucking job. It's not our job to inspire you. That's not why we got into it. We're not motivational speaking. We're here to entertain, and that's it. And that's the other thing that makes me mad about everybody caring about our opinions and shit, is most of us didn't go to fucking college. Yeah. That's what, you know what I mean? We're uneducated, we're depressed, we're sad, mm-hmm. and you want us to be your hope? Go fuck yourself.
Who are you yelling at right now?
I don't know. People that work in... the only thing that was like, I watched the Hannah thing, and I thought it was good, but because it's more of a one-woman show.
It's not a comedy special.
It shouldn't have been branded as that. I compared it to like an Eric Bogosian one-man show, which was good. There was like a lot of points, a lot of pros, but it was very funny throughout. Like, it wasn't like a laughs per minute comedy special, but there were still nice things in it. And if you don't want to self-deprecating, if that's a thing that you realize, that's great
for
you.
The thing that frustrates me about her is the whole crux of that special is that the real story about that joke, the real story about that joke or whatever her accent is,
yeah.
is that guy beat the shit out of me, blah, 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 blah. And it's like, yeah, okay, well, most people get the shit beat out of them at least once in their life, but they don't get a fucking Netflix deal out of it. Go fuck yourself. You're rich.
Well, that's the other thing, too.
I don't care.
She
has a $4,000 dog in her fucking trailer, like the trailer for her special. Mm-hmm. This, like, ugh. I hate rich people telling me about how hard they've suffered.
Oh, is she rich? I didn't know that about her.
I mean, dude, she's richer than 99% of the rest of the people in the world, even if she only has $100,000. Still, it's just like, I don't care you got beat up. We all got beat up. Like, yeah.
Especially comics. Like, that's the other thing. It's like, I don't know. Like,
I have to rearrange my set to make sure I don't use 3 different jokes that end with me getting punched in the face for repetition reasons.
Mm-hmm. Just so it's not redundant.
Just so it's not redundant. I'm like, fuck, I already did 2 punch in the face jokes. I can't do this third one.
But it is. It's all that, like, it's like the desire for, because that was what a lot of the positive feedback that came out about it was that it's almost like a feel good comedy special. And it's like, but that's not the fucking, the point is you to feel good about laughing. And I also think self-deprecating humor is fine. Like, you don't get to tell me how I laugh. Like, you know, laughter.
Any special that ends in crying cannot have the word comedy in it. It can't. She cries at the end. If you package that differently, I might accept your message. Mm-hmm. But the way you sold it to me, you fucking lied to me. And now I'm cynical.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Well, but then that's the other thing too, is like comics, a lot of comics are cynical, and there isn't anything wrong with that. It's almost as if like, it's like this criticism of how comedy needs to be within a comedy special. Does that make sense? And I'm tired of people telling other people how comedy is supposed to be. Comedy is all of it. It's this. It's fucking self-deprecating humor. It's fucking shitting on things. It's being offensive. It's all of those things. It's being silly and goofy and stupid and irreverent and all of those things. It's all of it. That's what makes it great. Mm-hmm. So I'm just tired of people being like, that's a comedy special. And it's like, no, that was a very funny TED Talk. That was a very funny one-woman show.
You know what's funny is a friend of mine yesterday said, what did he say? He said, I remember when we used to debate whether or not comedy specials were funny. Now we're debating whether or not they're even comedy. That's how bad it's gotten. Where the argument about the Gadsby special is whether or not it's actually even a fucking comedy special. That's how low the bar has gone for comedy. It's comedy.
It just makes me mad because it's like, and I think it's a lot of it, it's with... Because so many comics comment on politics and all this other stuff. Like, we're being put on this almost like this platform's created us on a pedestal. Now we're like, our thoughts and all this stuff are being judged on a level that I don't think is necessary.
Right.
Like, it's just supposed to make you laugh. It's not supposed to, I mean, At the bare minimum, that's all comedy needs to do. It doesn't need to provoke thought. A lot of the great ones did, but it doesn't fucking need to. It needs to distract you. We're the fucking, you know, I've said it before.
That's so frustrating about what happened with Michelle Wolf. Like people lost, they just liked that she was trashing Trump, and they're like, this makes me feel good because it validates all my feelings. What they're not talking about is how goddamn funny it was.
Mm-hmm. It was very funny.
The jokes are good. She's brilliant. She's so funny. And I wish that had been more the point.
Yeah, the fact that it was funny.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And now she's got this fucking pressure on her shoulder to be like a leading opinion in comedy. And it's like, well, fuck, she's just a funny ass lady. Like,
why can't it just be that? Why can't it just be that? Because
her comedy wasn't very political before. They asked her to do that, and she's just like raw. That's what she is. Mm-hmm. And they asked her to do that, and she did a great job because she's fucking funny. And now she's got a show where it's good. I watched a couple episodes. It's pretty good. But, I mean, she's pigeonholed now.
And also, if you're getting your inspiration from degenerate drunks, drug addicts, and people that never even fucking went to college, that's on you. You need to fucking strive for better. We're just here to make you laugh.
Right.
I'm so tired of everybody putting all this additional pressure on us to do all this other. Fuck you.
Yeah.
Go listen to motivational speakers if that's what you need. Plus, if all these videos of vets coming home from war and that doesn't inspire you, or a fucking sneezing panda or a monkey fucking a frog, if that doesn't give you what you need, then a comedian isn't going to fucking do it.
Yeah. I don't know exactly. My point, other than I think I already said it though, is just that I would be more receptive to what Hannah Gatsby had to say if it was packaged in an honest.
I was furious just by the snippet that they played, the clips that they chose. Mm-hmm. I was like, oh, this is going to be insufferable. The way they marketed it, even on Netflix, was horrible. It was almost as if it was just criticism on stand-up, and I was like, oh, I'm gonna hate this. And then I watched it, and it was way better than they fucking marketed it as. And I was like, what the fuck were you trying to do? Like,
yeah,
I don't know.
They did the same thing to Tig, like Tig Notaro. Like 90% of her jokes are just like little silly jokes. Mm-hmm. little silly one-liners and shit, really Todd Berry-esque.
Yeah.
And then she got cancer, and then everybody made her important. And it's like, well, where does she go from there? Because her style is to write like really stupid little one-liners.
Yeah.
And now she has to answer a question about Louis C.K. Every time she's interviewed, she has to talk about cancer, her mom dying. And it's like, well, at what point if she goes back to her true, honest style, does that kill her career? Is she now stuck having to be this one way that's not even really how she's inspired creatively?
Does she have to be defined by the thing that's killing her?
Not only does she have to continue to produce work that is within the vein of this one very specific period in her life.
Right.
I don't understand. I don't know. I'm interested to see where she goes. I don't know. People are like, I like you because of this one thing you did, which was different from everything else you did. Now, can you just be like that forever?
Well, and it's also,
I imagine she's so frustrated.
She might be. I mean, she might not be. I mean, she's doing well. You know?
Yeah, I mean, she's probably financially, I mean, sure. But I mean, creatively, I wonder if she's just like, what do I do next? Just because she wants to write jokes about, like, her funniest joke to me. Mm-hmm. Do you remember when the mic stand joke she used to do?
No, what is it?
She used to make fun of how comedians move the mic stand like really far away. And she would like put it all the way in the back of a theater. Like in a,
oh, isn't it like a 10-minute bit of her moving it around everywhere?
Yeah, she keeps moving it, and she eventually puts it like in an audience member's lap in the very last row of a theater, and then like moves it back. It's so fucking funny, but that's not about cancer or Louis C.K. And it's like, fuck, when does she get to be back to doing her little like Todd Berry impression?
Whatever? Just being silly, yeah.
I wish all the comedians that ripped off Todd Berry had to give them 10% like the Jewish church. Or Jewish, not Jewish
the
church.
You know what I mean? Tithe to other comedians.
Yeah. You have to give Todd Berry 10%. But he's doing fine, man. I went to go see him at the Improv. And
Todd Berry?
Yeah, and it was so packed with regular people, and every comedian was trying to see him too. Mm-hmm. And so it was so packed, I couldn't even get, there was no place to stand. I couldn't even watch him. I was like, this feels good.
Yeah.
I'd rather not be able to see Todd Berry because it's so packed than to be able to see him and him not get what he deserves. You know what I mean?
Yeah. He's great.
He just hit his 30th anniversary in comedy, and still mostly unknown.
Yeah.
But one of the most influential comedians of the last 20 years.
He's so funny.
He's
God
so ripped
damn it,
off.
He's so funny.
Yeah, he's great. I don't like that every young comedian I meet in LA doesn't know anything about comedy history, though. I don't know if that matters. I don't know what. I don't know.
I think that's just a younger people thing now. Like, I think it's just younger. Like,
but I've always been an. I guess I'm a nerd. Like, I've always known music history. Whatever I'm into, I get into. I know all the sports history, all the music mm-hmm. history, all the comedy history, and I think that's important. But I mean, I can't even talk to most comedians about Dana Gould. You know what I mean? It's like, he's still alive, dog.
They're like, oh, the guy that writes that horror show on IFC. And you're like, oh, are you kidding me?
Yeah.
No, I'm talking about the several albums he's released and how he's fucking, how he wrote for The Simpsons for 100,000 years.
Yeah.
And is one of the funniest, most influential comedians that exists. Yeah.
I wish people were into the history of it, because then I think they'd be funnier.
And what's fucked up is there's so many resources for you to get all of that information. I mean, CNN's doing the history.
It's easier now than ever.
That's what I'm saying. CNN's doing the history of comedy. Like, and that's what's even more interesting is like comedy fans. There's more audience that is into like comedy than comedians are into mm-hmm. comedy. That was always what it was. It was like comics. Other comedians were the only ones who knew about comedy, so they were the only ones we could talk about comedy with mm-hmm. because they're like, oh, they got all the references.
Right.
And now there's more people going to shows that know about it than other comedians. It's weird.
Dude, I did a show at the Ice House with a guy who was such a Bill Burr ripoff. It Ugh. Was I know that happened. I imagine it happens more in the East Coast.
For sure.
In clubs, but I actually haven't seen him ripped off too much. I know that sounds crazy,
mm-hmm.
but I really haven't. And
what's hard to rip him off?
This dude took that muffin bit where he's punching the muffins.
Yeah.
You remember that? He has
the
fantasy.
That's one of my favorite, where he punches the muffins.
Yeah. So he has this whole, basically the premise of the bit is that his girlfriend drags him out to places that he doesn't want to be. It's a stupid date. And there's a girl selling homemade muffins, and he had this fantasy of punching all the muffins while staring into her eyes.
And then watching everybody start freaking him out. Yeah. I don't know. He's with the muffins.
and then in the bit, he says, you know, like a psychopath, I tell my girlfriend what I'm actually thinking. You know, he like tells her about the fantasy of wanting to punch the muffins. This guy took that whole premise.
Mm-hmm.
He changed all the specifics, where it happened, what his fantasy was. But he went somewhere stupid with his wife, had a violent fantasy, and then like a psychopath told his girlfriend or whatever, wife or girlfriend.
Right.
And I was like, you just switched switched all the incidentals.
Yeah.
Out of it.
He just changed adjectives.
He took the whole spirit
straight
and
up
soul.
Yeah.
And like, but nobody can accuse you because mm-hmm. you're not saying the specifics.
The same exact
But
thing.
It's the exact same joke. And it was crushing. And I had to go up next and I was like, I hope I bomb. If these people like me, they can go fuck themselves. I was so mad at the crowd. I was mad at him.
There was no way for them to know that.
I don't know. It's not because they were ripping him off, but it was just like, you know what it is. It's just, you're just like, fuck all of this. I hate this. I hate being in this position. Because
mm-hmm.
it feels like I just want to go up there and go, hey, nice Bill Burr ripoff, you cunt.
Yeah.
And then go right into it. But that wouldn't set a good tone for the beginning of a set.
You could go that's a really nice, give it up for this guy. He just did a really nice Bill Burr impression.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, that's what I did at the store the other day is this this Asian little person went up before me
mm-hmm.
and it was a straight Ali Wong ripoff. It was straight, that cadence, the pausing, the whole nine. It was exactly mm-hmm. like it. So then I went up and I was like, keep it going for Ali Wong's kid, already doing stage time at the Comedy Store.
Dude.
But yeah, I don't know. I mean, sometimes it's just like, I don't care. I don't care if you get mad. That's what the freedom is. I don't give a fuck.
Do you think Ali Wong will have to stop doing specials or have to keep having kids?
I don't know.
Which one is going to happen?
Well, I mean, which, like,
isn't she pregnant in both her specials?
Yeah, it's both of them. It's every time she has a kid, she gets a special.
She's like, I can only do another, like, one or two. Yeah, I don't think I can do a fourth special. I can't have four kids.
Well, you know, each special, she can afford another one. I think that's what
true.
It is.
Yeah,
and by the fifth one, she could just hire somebody to raise them also.
Very, very high-end welfare babies.
Yeah.
Very expensive.
This family
welfare
sponsored
babies.
By Netflix.
Yeah. Yeah, everybody, like a welfare baby gets you an extra like $10,000 a year. She's getting like an extra mil
yeah.
for each baby. That's worth it. Fuck it. She can just get rid of them.
I know. You could, I mean,
send them down the river.
No, it's America, Brian. Which river? The Mississippi?
Yes.
Just drop them off somewhere in the Midwest and have them trickle down all the way to Louisiana.
I mean, from what I know, her husband is like a computer programmer genius guy, and she's a very successful comedian. Whatever you do to that kid, it'll probably come out successful. It's got it's got the good ingredients.
Or a spoiled rich kid. It's still... I mean,
if you threw it down a river with those jeans, get out of here. Be the next president. Be the first Asian president.
By the end
of it,
it's an Olympic swimmer.
Yeah, exactly. You throw a little rough beginnings to those jeans, you have a superhero.
This is funny. I just see a small Asian baby like dog paddling, trying not to drown. And by the end, it's like doing the butterfly.
Yeah, yeah. It's won 4 gold medals by the time it gets to Louisiana.
That's fun.
Yeah, so you called the Ali Wong person out?
Yeah, I called her up. And I got a big laugh. I got a really big laugh because she was also eating it.
Mm. Yeah, and this person was crushing. So it would have been the Allman Brothers wrote this song moment.
Yeah.
Everybody's like, Brian, you ruin everything. With the truth.
It's a shame Brian ruins everything is already...
Oh, Adam ruins everything? Yeah. I actually ruin shit.
I know
shit,
you
though.
Actually do ruin. You really suck the fun out of some things.
Yeah.
That people are
enjoying. He doesn't ruin anything.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I've never watched the show.
Neither have I.
I just hate his stupid hair.
I think it's just fact checking. I think that's all he's doing.
Everybody looks like, everybody now is just like wearing an androgynous haircut with a big fat, like, fop. Like Conan Fopp on the top,
mm-hmm.
with the shaved sides and Woody Allen glasses. And whenever I see anybody dressed like that, I'm like, ah, they stink. They're in comedy. I just like when like Adam ruins everything. Hannah Gadsby, they all look the same to me.
Mm-hmm. Well, they all do. They all have those same elements.
I feel like when I was younger, people didn't all look the same. You know, when you look back at television from the 60s and the 50s and they all have the horn-rimmed glasses, mm-hmm. and the same suit and the same haircut. They all look the same.
Yeah,
all the white
the
people do, at
least. The poofy bouffants and stuff. Yeah.
They all look the fucking same. I think we're getting back to that now where I see people and they're all wearing their like I hate those fucking how every... I hate old...
And it's like across races, too. It's like it'll be across races, too. It's
yeah,
not
that's
just
what I mean.
People.
Those
yeah.
fucking skinny pants suits. Mm-hmm. Get out of here. If I ever have to wear a suit on TV, I'm wearing big pants suits. I am, because those fucking little tailored
and the
suits with the
ties.
With the like mm-hmm. light brown shiny shoes.
Yeah.
Ugh. Everybody looks the same. It's so fucking annoying. And then, I don't know, and it sucks when you see somebody who really has like style. Like, have you heard the new Jay-Z Beyonce song?
Mm-mm.
It's so sad to me when you have pioneers, because however you feel about Jay-Z and Beyonce, at one point they were cutting edge in
for
pop
sure.
music.
Yeah.
Or whatever. And then you see them put out a song where there's like skrrt and all that shit going on in the
right.
back of the beat, and they're mm-hmm. like mumbling and all that shit. And it's so sad to see people who are so creative trying to catch up. You know what yeah. I mean? They're like catching up.
When that's the thing is, they're at a point now where even if they were experimental and weren't placating, it would have still, people would have still been interested in listening to it.
I know. And they're just trying to keep up with the young people. And it's like the third verse, Jay-Z's third verse is the only good part of that song. But I mean, that's one thing. No matter how you feel about Kanye, he keeps doing Kanye. He's not trying to keep up. You know what I mean? Like, his new album is really good. I like it. I don't fucking care. I don't care how that makes you feel. I like his new album. But I do think it was really sad. I was excited to watch that Jay-Z Beyonce video in the Louvre. The video was all right, but the song was sad to me. Just watching it reminded me of like when The Who started using synths in like 1981, you know?
And I really like that Eminence Front song, though.
That's solo Pete Townsend, isn't it?
No, that's The Who.
Is it? I might be, yeah. Your confidence makes me think I'm wrong. But yeah, no.
if it is, I didn't think so because they're.
But it just reminds me of the "You Better, You Better, You Better."
Oh yeah,
that's like what
when
I was thinking
real
of. When
poppy,
I was,
yeah.
When I was listening to Jay-Z and Beyonce, it's like, God, this guy used to be smashing guitars, and they were like getting feedback and like mm-hmm. fucking getting kicked out of clubs and playing,
spinning the microphone around his head, not giving a fuck.
Cool's music, and now you're just trying to keep up with the kids. It happens to everybody. I get it. That's the beauty about comedy, though. I think is it rarely happens.
But I don't
like
understand
that.
Why is it? You think it's greed that makes that happen? Like instead of you just saying fuck it, I'm going to make whatever I want.
Well, I think whatever the creative force behind them has been pacified with money and compliments, to where the whatever drove them from the beginning is gone and now replaced with a desperate need for relevance and domination.
That's so sad to me.
Yeah.
It's so sad to me because you would think that with money comes like creative freedom. And
that squirrel just shit.
Right outside my window, a squirrel just jumped in front of my window and I pointed for Brian to go look. And right when he looked, the squirrel just took a big old shit.
That's
he literally
how I feel
came
right
to that
now.
Branch just to shit and then yeah. He left.
I can't shit unless people are looking.
I hope that squirrel uses Brondell. Go to Brondell.com for
wow.
promo code
no sir
for 20%
off. Wow, that's like his little shitting stool.
Yeah.
Because like the tree is like, it's, what do you call that? Trimmed or whatever? Well, yeah, I guess it's just trimmed.
Yeah.
But it's like a thicker branch that's just cut off. And mm-hmm. So it's just this like naked kind of half a branch that like has nothing around it. So it's perfect to shit off of.
Yeah, it's like a ledge. It's like a shitting ledge.
That's fantastic.
Mm-hmm. But anyways.
You ever seen a squirrel without the furry part of the tail, like have you ever been like, you know, Skid Row,
like a rat tail?
Yeah, but it's skinnier than a rat tail. I in MacArthur Park, there's a lot of diseased squirrels that don't even have the fluff on their tail, and mm-hmm. It's just the bone and skin, whatever. And it is so skinny; it looks like a little like charging cable. It's disgusting.
Oh, really?
It looks so gross.
Ugh.
Yeah.
Thinner than a rat tail? That's gross.
It's way thinner than a rat tail.
Wow.
But anyways, like how my hair looks now from when I was from like 2012. Have you seen him lately?
That whole concept just bums me out. Like when artists do that, because like all I ever wanted was to have enough money where I could have creative freedom and make shit with my friends. That's all I've ever wanted. It's never been like a monetary or like I want to own stuff. I just want to be able to make whatever I want without anybody telling me what to do.
Right.
And it sucks that when you see people that achieve that ability, and then you think, what do you think it is? You think it's like an unnecessary pressure, like they have to keep up with the kids? Or
I think it's what I just said. I think it's like the creative force is dead within them. They have nothing left to say because
But how? How does like something like, how does somebody like Jay-Z not have a creative? That's terrifying to me that you would just lose that.
Well, you got to think. I mean, a lot of this is just me guessing. You got to think about where he came from the Marcy Projects in Brooklyn.
Mm-hmm.
You got to think about that selling
That's
crack, trying to get out of there.
That goes out of the. That doesn't just go away, right?
No. I think that force is now completely economic. Like, mm-hmm. I think he's like dedicated to being a billionaire. I know they're combined; they're worth over more than a billion now.
Mm-hmm.
But I think he wants to earn a billion himself. I think that I just think that when you've been told you're the best, you're incredible. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am.
Mm-hmm.
You're amazing. That was perfect. You're amazing. That was perfect. Constantly.
I haven't heard his new album, but like I was one or two albums ago. All it was like product promotion. Like that's when he had that track. It was all about Tom Ford and all this other
right.
shit. It was just super disappointing where I was like, are you just doing a whole entire album of advertising now? Like what the fuck, man?
And then he did 444, which like tried to touch on social issues and had a great music video. That one with I don't know if they were actual racist cartoons, if they were new impressions of old racist cartoons, but it was all right. It was okay, but I don't know. I just think that they want to be relevant and they want to dominate the market, but they have nothing to create or nothing to say, and so they're doing an impression of Migos and they're doing an impression of all this shit that is like currently on top. I don't know. It's just, I think it happens. I mean, it happens. But think about all the people.
But think about all the people that don't do that. Like,
think about the people who stay relevant. They never were as successful as Jay-Z or whatever. Like, nobody that successful continues to make shit that's good. Look at Louis' last special. It's fucking okay.
Yeah.
It's all right. It's not great.
But somebody like Neil Young, like, he's always making new shit. And it's still always good. Neil Young
hasn't put
huge.
A good record out since the early 90s.
What are you talking about? I saw him six or seven years ago. It was him with the... I mean, it was still good.
Yeah, they probably played a lot of old songs when you saw him.
It was hit them and he was with Crazy Horse. Yeah. Crazy Horse, yeah.
Yeah, of course, the live is different because they can play this. I mean, music is way easier because you can go back and mimic when you were good. You can play your own songs from when you were good. Mm-hmm. But Neil Young, I mean, I'm obsessed with Neil Young. I like worship at the ground. I'm the most stereotypical white rocker dude ever. I love Dead Moon and Neil Young and all the shit that we all like. I haven't liked a Neil Young album. I liked Ragged Glory, maybe. But everybody always says that like this new one's good. And they'll have like a song that's okay, but it just sounds like an impression of when he was good. But he hasn't been good in forever. He hasn't been good in forever. That Pearl Jam shit he did? Ugh. The fucking album about converting a 19 whatever Cadillac into a electric car or whatever. Like
that. He's still trying. My point is he's still trying shit. He's not placating to what he thinks the kids are.
Have I ever told the story of my worst birthday gift ever on here about Neil Young?
No.
I feel like I have.
No, I've never heard that story.
Beast of the Southern Wild? No?
No.
Okay. Well, when I was in that terrible relationship I was in, mm-hmm. This isn't her fault. I'm not.
You're just giving a timestamp.
Yeah, yeah. This is just who happened to be giving me the birthday present was in that terrible relationship. But this is actually a fond memory now compared to because I didn't know what was ahead. But so my mom died on March 17th. My birthday is March 16th. She died the day after my birthday. And
better than the day before, huh? Jesus.
Day before would have been, I don't know. I don't know if I could pick a day because it does suck that it's on a big national holiday.
Yeah.
I guess. But I mean, it's chill now. But like this was like a long time ago. So it was like a little fresher. And it was always a weird time. Mm-hmm. And I usually spent it alone. I would usually go on a hike because I lived in the Bay Area. So I'd go to the Redwoods and go on a hike and just be alone so I didn't bum anybody out. Mm-hmm. And this girlfriend at the time like begged me to hang out.
Yeah, just don't go to the Redwoods.
Yeah, yeah.
Here.
Not
please,
because,
please, please.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Just try to be a person mm-hmm. or whatever. It was actually a pretty nice thing to do. And so she was like, let's go to a double feature at the Castro Theater, which is like the most beautiful movie theater in San Francisco. Mm-hmm. It's gorgeous. And they have an organist still who like rises up and plays an organ as you're
really?
Sitting. Yeah,
oh,
yeah.
I love a fucking organ in a theater.
Yeah, it's fantastic. I saw a million movies there. Anyway, so we go and see the Beast of the Southern Wild. Are you familiar with this movie? Mm-mm. It is a movie that is about post-Katrina, the environmental destruction that happened post-Katrina, and the sickness in Louisiana that mm-hmm. was happened from all the polluted water and stuff, and the flooding. And this girl's father, who is raising the girl, I think by herself, it's been years, but he's dying. And so half of the movie is like her at the side of her father who's dying in a hospital.
Oh my God.
This is
how
like my first time.
Appropriate.
And I looked at her and I go, what the fuck is wrong with you? Yeah. And I like, I had to step out cause I was bawling.
Yeah.
And then there was, it was a double feature.
Oh my God.
And then the second movie was a live Neil Young concert, which I don't know why these were together. It doesn't make any sense. Let's watch the saddest movie ever. And then a Neil Young concert. Sorry, I have the hiccups. And then, but the Neil Young movie was half of the footage was filmed from a GoPro at the end of his microphone. So it just looks like he's sucking a dick on a giant movie theater. Like it's just his old 65-year-old face just weaving and bobbing into the camera super uptight. It's like, this is uncomfortable. Like it's a giant screen. I was like,
death for the first 2 hours of death and then 2 hours of your favorite musician filleting a microphone
on a
happy
giant
birthday.
Screen
happy fucking birthday.
But the further away I get from that story it starts to be a sweet story, you know what I
right,
mean
right yeah. It's catharsis. It's good for you. Cry it
it's
out.
So perfectly bad. It's just the worst ever. And it's just a perfect example of that entire relationship. It's just every single step was a failure. by both of us.
That's funny. I don't know, man. That sucks. I can't. I'm trying to think of a horrible gift I've ever gotten, but it's never been anything that bad.
Yeah, so bad that it turned sweet.
It's sweet in a funny, fucked up way, yeah. Not in any other way possible.
Well, the reason why it's
don't go
sweet.
Clear your head in the redwoods in the most beautiful forest on the planet. Come watch this heart wrenching film, and then come watch, come watch Neil Young suck a big fat cock for 2 hours. Oh, so sweet. You are so fucked up, dude. That it's not sweet at all.
No, it's sweet because it was a lack of research. Right. On her part, and it sounds good. If you're like, oh, Beast of Southern Wild, well, he's from Georgia. He loves the South. It sounds like it might be a good movie. It's the Castro. That's always a good time. And a Neil Young concert sounds fucking chill.
Sure, yeah.
Sounds totally chill. Holy shit, I should have done some research. This is a huge mistake. I don't know. Yeah, but I mean, bad presents sometimes are better than good ones.
For sure.
Because you have something to talk about.
Yeah.
Last night we were all trashing somebody, I don't remember who, in a circle. And then one of the girls that was hanging out goes, I like him. And then the conversation just stopped. Mm-hmm. And I was like, that is the entire premise of my podcast, is because do you see how the conversation started to suck when you said you liked him? I was like, do you notice how we all started looking in different directions and you totally derailed us?
Well, we were just having the time of our lives, yeah. But I guess we're done doing that now.
I like him. Everybody looks over.
I don't like that you can't trash things lovingly anymore. Like, people get offended, even if, like, I've made fun of things that I've liked. Do you know what I mean? Like you love Neil Young and you just totally made fun of him.
Sure.
You know what I mean? That's like...
Yeah, I said he didn't put out a good album for 20 years and I was disgusted by one of his movies. He's my favorite musician ever.
Do you like him more than the band?
No.
Okay.
But there was a point where I would have answered that differently.
But now you know better because you're older and wiser.
Mm-hmm. Well, there's also a severe amount of mental illness playing into that because I lost my mind and could only listen to the band for like 6 months.
Oh, right.
Yeah.
So they're just a significant portion of your life where you can't really like...
I don't know what happened because I haven't watched Annie Hall since I don't know if I've said this on the podcast, but the way that when I get depressed, when I hit my lows, is I get fixated on one thing and I can't stop watching it.
I've done that with like songs. I know you don't like Radiohead, but there was a really difficult time in my life where I would listen to maybe one song from them for an entire month. Like that's the only thing I would listen to, or I would fixate on any... insert other song here, but it would be something like that, like to the point where I wouldn't listen to anything else but one song, and that was like the defining, like this song defines that. So now sometimes I can't listen to it anymore because it is so defining for that one particular time.
Yeah, like you'll hear like the accordion from The Office come out of a roommate's room like every single night for like a week straight, and you're like, you're all right. But hearing that fucking accordion a lot, I feel like you're miserable. But really, don't tell me about it. Yeah,
I just want to make sure you're okay.
Yeah, yeah. Like, is it
okay enough where I can leave? Yeah, yeah. I'm not going to come home to a bad smell.
Yeah. Oh, man. I often wonder who's the highest bad smell risk in my house. I don't think it's me.
Which office? Yeah, no, I don't know.
But anyway, well, you don't know my roommates, but I think
I've met a few of them. They all seem like okay enough.
I think
that's all superficial.
Yeah, yeah, no, I think I'm. I got. If I had to guess, I would say I'm number one. I'm fourth out of eight.
Oh, okay, that's not bad. It's not right bad. In the middle, yeah,
it's not bad. I think I'm fourth out of eight.
Yeah, that's not bad at all.
I would never accuse any of them of being particularly happy.
Mm-hmm. Why would you want to put that on somebody?
4 out of 8. Well, one of them I don't know at all. I keep forgetting he lives there. Every time I see him, I'm like, oh, fuck. The other guy moved out.
That's right. It's not the one I know anymore. It's the new one.
Well, who are you? I don't want to know you. You seem nice. Fuck. If you put a gun to my head right now, I don't think I could tell you his name. Oh, yes. No, I got it. I got it.
Okay. because you didn't listen to anything else, because you listened to the band for 6 months and not listen to anything else.
Oh, I was saying
that's why.
Well, I was saying I'm shocked that I still love them and listen to them with the frequency I do, because usually the other stuff that I've lost my mind to, which is a very strange list of things. Annie Hall, lost my mind to that. I've barely watched that since then, even though I still love that movie so much.
But that's another one of those things I've never seen before.
I watched it every day for like 3 months on a couch, and one of our listeners was my roommate at the time, and he could definitely back me up on that, which I should have just watched it in my room, but I didn't. Yeah,
I had to subject everybody else to it.
Oh, God. Such a public display of sadness. Oh, so gross. Sorry about that, Clancy. And then I lost my mind when I was really young to a King Crimson album.
Really?
Yeah, King Crimson, Lark and Tongue Aspect 4 or some weird name. I can't remember. And then the band, I lost my mind to 30 Rock one time where I could just watch that. I watched like all
I'm
six
pretty
seasons.
Sure I slept through a relationship because I binge watched 30 Rock. That was just it was just a thing that we always did. So I just like didn't acknowledge the fact that it was definitely not working. I was like, let's just watch 19 more hours of this. You ever binge watch a relationship?
Yeah. Oh, for sure. We all are. That's what everybody's looking for.
I hate that.
I put explicit. I don't like to put anything about me in online dating profiles too much. Because if I do put that, like, I'm not looking to watch Netflix every night.
Yeah, I don't want to binge watch. It's taken Gary a year to get me to binge watch anything. It's been
what'd he get you on?
Huh?
What'd he get you on?
Better Call Saul.
I haven't watched it yet.
I love Breaking Bad and I love Better Call Saul.
I haven't
Saul.
Seen Breaking Bad either. I love Bob Odenkirk though.
You would love it. He's so great.
And it's got the guy from Spinal Tap in it too. Mm-hmm. I love him. Michael McKeegan? Mm-hmm. I don't remember.
And the whole reason is just because it's been too much. Like, it's just too much has passed, and so now it seems like homework, and I don't like homework.
How many seasons of Saul is there?
I think five or five.
Are you serious?
Yeah, I think it's like five.
I'm so happy that he ended up rich and successful, Bob Odenkirk. He's a genius.
He's so fucking funny.
He's one of those people that I thought for the longest time, I was like, well, it's not working out for him. You know, he's like making guest appearances on Tim and Eric.
But
that was about it.
But I think it's because he wants to. Like, he's been set money-wise for a while. Like,
well, he was an active TV writer and then had an HBO series for 4 years. I mean, he was good in the 90s.
Yeah.
But the early 2000s, that money dries up, you know? Like, I don't know what he's doing.
It depends. I mean, if he's not, like, living... He doesn't seem like the living lavishly and bragging about it type of dude. But, you know, plus he's also, like... He's good buddies with like the head writer for Arrested Development, so I think he might have like been consulting on that and stuff too. Like,
oh wow,
there's probably a lot of stuff like behind the scenes where he's fine. He also wrote a book, A Load of Hooey, which did really well.
Good for him.
Yeah, he's great. And then this was a huge thing. You know,
stand up is garbage.
Mm-hmm. Joe DeRosa is actually in Better Call Saul too.
Yeah, I know, he plays like a doctor, right?
A veterinarian.
Veterinarian. I've seen a picture of it. That's so funny.
It is, and it's pretty funny.
I'm not going to try to top Matt McCarthy's impression. No,
it was so good.
I just held back. I just held back really hard. what would be the most, like, what's the most egregious thing? Would you get a white tiger if you were very successful?
No. I told you, all I want is a production company where me and my friends.
No, that's not what I'm asking. What's one stupid thing you'd buy?
A stupid thing? I don't have like a stupid thing.
I'd buy box seats to the Packers.
See, I don't think that's stupid. That's something that you absolutely already love. If you could afford that, you would own that right now.
Yeah.
It's not like a white tiger. That's so dumb and frivolous. Like, you don't even care about
ride them.
I know. You don't even care about tigers. Why would you buy one?
But I want the tigers to live. I care about the tigers. I think the best way I can care about a tiger is by not interacting with them at all.
Yeah,
like
leaving them alone. Yeah.
I love tigers. I have a real soft spot for tigers. I don't give a shit about that white rhino, though. That was why I didn't care about him.
I'll put a fucking fence around that bitch.
Last white rhino died? Good. Fuck them. Fuck rhinoceroses.
This is the time for the black rhino. Right now is the time for the black rhino. That's right. It's about time.
Also, I thought dinosaurs were dead. Like, I've already emotionally accepted that there were no more dinosaurs. Then I saw a picture of a rhinoceros. And I was like, what the fuck is that? I thought they were dead. You told me they were dead. Now they're walking around, and now they're finally really gone. And I've already emotionally accepted that. It's so stupid. I don't give a shit about that rhinoceros.
It's not even the same kind of animal. It's not a reptile.
It's a dinosaur. It's a dinosaur.
It's not a reptile.
I didn't ask if it was a I said it's a dinosaur.
Dinosaurs are reptiles.
Kind of.
What do you mean kind
They're of? Dinosaurs. They're dinosaurs. I mean, reptiles are still alive. Dinosaurs are dead.
That's why reptiles like are they're the oldest things. They're the oldest things.
There's older shit than a dinosaur.
They're older than us.
Sure, but that doesn't make it the oldest thing.
I think they're the oldest
thing. I'm older than you. I'm not the oldest thing in this room.
Wait, you might be.
No, I'm not.
No.
This room itself is older than me.
Touche. Touche.
Yeah, fuck that rhinoceros. I want to call it a rhinosaur because it's a fucking dinosaur.
That's it's your merch shirt, dude.
Slippery ass language. I'm not a dinosaur. I'm a rhinosaurus. I'm a rhinoceros. Fucking rebranding just so I can slip through the cracks.
Fuck the rhinoceros. If that motherfucker was a dinosaur, he survived the big old lava explosion and the ice age. He gets to stay. But I think that's your new merch shirt, is you should have Rhinoceros Rex. It's a rhinoceros head on a T-Rex body.
Fuck that rhinoceros. I can't even say its name right because I know the truth.
I love that this is your conspiracy theory.
It's not a conspiracy. It's right out there for everybody to see.
Fuck 9/11 is an inside job. You're like rhinoceros is a dinosaur, even though there is plain old science that's making you not right.
There is no, you. It's just what the scientists tell you. That doesn't make it science. There's a scientist out there who will tell you that black people have a lower IQ because of the shape of their skulls. That doesn't make it right.
What?
That's wrong. Racial science. That's like what a lot of those neo-Nazis think. But they use the word science, just like you do, about the rhinoceros.
Oh, you're so beautifully stupid sometimes. It's so funny.
See, everybody will call me stupid in my time, but in the future...
When there's no rhinoceros and nobody cares.
People will look back at this and be like, he's the only one who had it right. Oh, it walks on all four. It has two giant tusks coming out of its head. It attacks humans.
That's
a dinosaur.
Those are your grounds?
Yes.
It's not. What?
I hope the Komodo dragon dies too.
Why?
Because they're dinosaurs too.
Yeah, a reptile. Yes, you're right. Liars. They are dinosaurs.
Crocs can stay. I like them. Alligators can stay. I like them. They don't.
Which one do you like more?
I like. Well, I've never really dealt with crocodiles because I've only.
They got them in Florida. They got proper crocodiles in Florida.
I don't think I've ever seen one though. I think I've only seen alligators.
I went to this. I took Gary to this alligator farm when we were in South Florida coming back from the Keys, mm-hmm. And it was one of those classic dudes, flip flops, running around dancing with a fucking alligator while it's snapping mm-hmm. at him. You know, yeah. Has his sunglasses on the back of his head.
Yep. The fucking thing snapping at him. Yep.
He has his sunglasses on the back of his head.
Oh yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Because I took him on an airboat ride.
Some faded beach color, croaky. Like the glass strap is like either pink or mm-hmm. like orange, but it's like faded.
Yep. You know, personally, is he a friend of yours?
It's my dad.
He works at the airboat place too.
He works everywhere. What about him though? What did
they had a crocodile. He had a crocodile and an alligator, so you could see the difference.
Gary does not like risks being taken, so he must have been very uncomfortable with a man hanging out with.
What do you mean he doesn't like risks being taken?
Unnecessary risks.
Give me an example.
I don't think I have a funny one, but it's just like, I don't. Maybe I'm wrong, but I feel like he's a little reserved. He likes to make the smart decision. He likes to do things the right way.
Yeah, he wants you to think that. It's very Better Call Saul of him.
What does he care what I think? I mean, trick Brian into thinking I'm a reserved individual, and then boom! I'll make an irresponsible decision he won't see coming.
It's not even that. I think he's sneaky about his risks. He'll do it, but he won't tell nobody about it.
But wait, what was the story with the alligators? What about him?
I was just saying they had proper crocodiles, Florida crocodiles there.
They got the pointy bills, right?
They have a pointier bill, and you can see
is it
all
called
the
a bill? Snout.
Snout. And it, they have all the, yeah, they have all the teeth on the outside, whereas the alligator.
The fuck does that mean?
It's like you could, an alligator.
Teeth on the outside.
Let me rephrase.
Maybe I've never seen a crocodile. The fuck is teeth on the outside?
You know, like an alligator can close their mouth all the way? Like a crocodile can't because his teeth are all jagged.
Oh, like a shih tzu?
Yes.
They just stick out. They have underbites.
A side underbite, so it just goes out like a like the tire of a semi truck of a guy who thinks he's badass, the one with the spikes on the outside.
Oh yeah, 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 yeah. Oh, okay, like a Spartacus like thing where he like rams it into the other one. Yeah, I got you.
Yeah, they're all jaggedy and outside.
Well, fuck them then. I still like alligators. Close your mouth.
Alligators,
that's disgusting.
I know, they're mouth breathers.
Crocodiles are a bunch of mouth breathers.
Crocodiles are the mouth.
They're
breathers.
Older than dinosaurs. I'm pretty sure
they are as old because they're the same. They come from the same time.
I think they're older.
Okay.
Any scientists, write in nosirpod@gmail.com or file us at nosirpod.
Please also write in that rhinoceros are not fucking dinosaurs.
Oh sure, you could write anything you want. Hello, my name is fucking Tara, and I don't think rhinoceroses are dinosaurs. And here's the science to back it up. Lies, lies, lies. By the way, guys, if you're listening to this and you shop on Amazon, please do us a favor. Go to brianvokey.com, B-R-Y-A-N-V-O-K-E-Y. Click on the top banner. It'll take you to Amazon. Shop as normal. It won't fuck with your prices. We just get a little bit of money on the back.
And by little,
baby,
we mean a tiny, teeny, tiny bit. We're trying
unless
to get
you
up
buy
to a
the
dollar.
Right thing.
Is it?
Yeah, there's featured products. We can get up to 10% commission on certain things.
Talking like this and I can't hear you. And
well,
like,
it's going to be fine.
There you go.
Yeah, I don't want to bother with featured ads. I don't want to bother you listeners with like, hey, if you're going to be buying bathroom products, this month's a good time to hit the portal. I'd rather.
Yeah, that's insufferable. Yeah, I don't want to advertise.
I'd
like
rather
that
you
either.
Just hit the portal, shop, and if we get money, we do. If we don't, we don't. And then it works out or it doesn't. I don't care. But please just go brianvokey.com, click on the banner, shop as normal. Nothing changes. It just gives us a little bit of money. We really appreciate it.
We do. We're trying to get it up to a dollar so we can start investing.
We're actually over a dollar now.
Are we?
Yep.
Wow. Thanks, guys. Keep it coming. Keep it coming, kids.
I had the most amazing Uber driver I've ever had in my life. I had a woman who does not play passive aggression. And I tipped her the most I've ever tipped an Uber driver. I'll tell
Which
you this.
How much?
I tipped her $15.
Wow.
On a $6 ride because she put a woman in her place.
What?
So here's what happened. I had this Uber driver. Big.
Were you Uber pool?
It was a pool, of course. Okay. Yeah, what do I look like? Richie Rich?
I mean, you're tipping people $15. I don't know.
Yeah, well, she earned $15, and that's the benefit of not buying beer bars anymore. Is
Hell
that
yeah.
I have a little bit of expendable income to make the world a better place.
By that he means $20 more a week.
But listen, so I call an Uber pool and it's a large black lady. And the reason why that's relevant is because I remember listening years ago, and shout out to Tyler Gizar for pointing this out, that Patrice went on a rant about how growing up black, he didn't know about passive aggression and he didn't know how to play it. And he calls that a white trick. Passive aggression, mm-hmm. You know, white tricks. And that's why, like, so many white people think black people are angry because they don't play, they're honest.
It's not polite anger. Yeah.
Yeah
it's
yeah.
just direct and honest.
Yeah. This yeah. is his, that's his bit or whatever. Mm-hmm. But anyway, so I get in the car. It's this fat black lady. She's very sweet. We're having a really good talk. Like, we're just making jokes. I made her laugh really hard and we're laughing about the day or whatever. Mm-hmm. She's talking about how she's blessed. They're always talking about how they're blessed.
I know, and they're so marginalized, and they keep saying that they're blessed.
And then like a white girl gets in the car, and she's like, "It's too fucking hot," or whatever. But anyway,
right?
I mean, in general, not this white girl. This white girl who got in the car was egregious. So what happened was, it was an Uber pool, and the Uber driver was on the wrong side of the street. She missed the pickup point, so she had to do a U-turn.
Right.
The entire time she was doing the U-turn, the woman who's waiting for the Uber is yelling. Through the window, we can hear because she popped the window down. She's going, wrong side, wrong side. The pickup point is here. The pickup point is here. And then, which doesn't sound like passive aggression. It sounds like aggression.
Yeah.
But then she gets in the car and she goes, it's cool. Like, you know, you missed the, I'll let it go, but you missed the pickup. It's fine. I'm not mad, but that wasn't the pickup point. And the woman turns around and goes, okay, so we're going to let that go so we can have a nice ride, okay? And the girl goes, yeah, it's fine. You know, it just, it wasn't the pickup spot. And she goes, do we have a problem? And the girl goes, no. And we continue driving down the road. And then she puts her headphones in and she starts blasting metal. She had a shirt on that said Marty Friedman, which at first she was kind of cute. She had a Marty Friedman shirt, who's a guitarist from Megadeth. I was looking forward to the ride until she fucking showed who she was. She was a monster.
And, classic.
Yeah, we're driving. I know. I got to stop dating based on t-shirts.
Yes, you do. Little fun fact that you guys, the listeners might not know. The reason he was in that horrible relationship is because he was like, oh, I like her t-shirt. And then he had the worst relationship of his life. So, yeah, maybe don't pick him.
Based on shirts?
Yeah.
Maybe this one was a deep cut, too. I liked it. But anyway, so we're driving down the road. She puts on her headphones. She's blasting. And she pops her window. And the driver goes, I have the air conditioner on. Are we doing windows or are we doing air conditioning? And she's got her headphones on. She doesn't listen. She waves her hand. She goes, excuse me, I have the air conditioning on. And she doesn't take her headphones out. She pretends not to see her. Both me and the driver saw that she saw her. She was waiting for attention.
Right.
She pulls over on a road, a Riverside Drive, which on the left of us is a fucking highway level style traffic. On the right is the concrete LA River. And she goes, get the hell out of my car.
No way. Yeah.
And she goes, what? She goes, this is my fucking car. If I can't get respect in my fucking car, where can I get respect? Get the fuck out of my car. And the woman looks at me, the driver, and she, I mean the rider, mm-hmm. looks at me for support for her, and I go, I think you should get out. And the woman goes, what are you talking about? Like, what's wrong? What's wrong? She goes, you come in, you root out the gate. And then I have the air conditioning on. And you decide to put the window out without communicating about this. We're in this together. We need to make this an experience that we all agree upon. And this is my car. Do you want to see my fucking registration? She opens up the thing, throws her registration at the lady. God. And goes, my fucking name is on that registration. Get the fuck out of my car. And the lady's like, please, I'm late for work. And she goes, that ain't got nothing to do with it. And she goes, I don't want to be in trouble. And she goes, there ain't no trouble. We're adults. Get the hell out of my car.
Wow.
And then the girl goes, I'm so sorry, I'm late for work, please. And she goes, it's not my fault you called an Uber late. She goes, well, you missed the pickups point. She goes, that was a 30-second thing. You want to bring that back up? That's fine. Get the fuck out of my car.
Why would you say that if you wanted to get back into the car? What a dumb bitch.
And then she begged to stay in the car, and the lady let her drive. And let her ride, and when she dropped her off, the driver unbuckled because she was very big. She unbuckled and shifted her whole body around to look at me and just winked. And I go, I think I'm in love.
I was just gonna ask you, is she available?
I go, I think I'm in love, and she goes, honey, I don't play that games. I don't play those games. No, there ain't no trouble. She goes, what kind of adult talks about trouble? You ain't getting detention. You're just getting the fuck out of my car.
And then
she dropped me off, and I gave her $15. I was like, I love you. I love you. Because that girl was such a classic LA cunt.
And yeah. She thought it was okay to be a dick.
Mm-hmm. She's just some...
A polite dick. And that's the whole thing is it's not cool, man.
Yep. She treated that lady like shit, and she was a fucking bitch. And she was a pretty girl, pretty rocker LA girl who's probably fucking garbage, treats everybody like shit. She's going to be...
And how quick, man, she turned to just being a begging, groveling piece of shit. Yeah.
That Uber driver is like...
I'm surprised you weren't jacking off in the back while this whole thing was going down.
It wasn't... I wanted to build a statue of her. It wasn't like sexual.
I know, I'm teasing.
I know, but I mean, like, I really, like, I was moved. I was like, this is an important person.
Yeah.
Like, this is the kind of person that needs to be, like, in charge.
Yeah.
You know? Like, oh my God, I'm getting goosebumps thinking about her.
That's awesome.
I loved her.
Well, yeah, that's plenty because we didn't like the girl in the story. So this is totally relevant. We definitely didn't like that.
No, sir, I don't like you. Hot jerk. What's going to happen is you're going to be 55 years old. Your face is going to fall to the floor and you're going to look around and be like, why am I alone? Oh, maybe because you were a jerk to everybody you ever met when you had hips.
Yeah.
Go fuck yourself.
You melted face, no hip, bitch.
Melted face ass, no hip having ass, bitch.
Chick like that is who needs to be. She needs to be ahead of the feminist movement, where it's about respect. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Where it's like you demand it.
Yeah.
You get respect when you demand it.
Yeah. She's a black woman who's driving Uber. You don't think she knows about having a bad day? Get yeah. the fuck out of here.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, man. I loved her. I loved her.
Oh, my goodness.
That was one of the...
She is blessed. She's blessed to have that kind of personality.
I think we're blessed to have her amongst us. That's what I think.
Hell yeah. Let's do the gripe of the week.
Sure, I have a song for it.
Let's play it. Brian got an iPhone, guys, so he's going to start making gripe of the week jingles. And man, are they great. All right.
There it is, folks. Welcome to another episode of Gripe of the Week.
Gripe of the Week.
I'll be making a lot more soulful tunes to let you know that it's time to gripe.
It up. Gripe it up, baby.
Turn down the lights. Light the candle. Put the incense on.
Yeah, there is a very Quiet Storm vibe to that gripe of the Week.
Pour the bubble bath and let's gripe, baby. Let's gripe.
Gripe of the Week from J. Tyler Menz. His gripe is when you eat a cookie... but it has raisins instead of chocolate chips. Like when you think
didn't
it's
didn't we go into that with Kira Sultanovich or somebody way back? Way back.
Yeah.
There might be an episode you should check out. One of the comedians. Ah, fuck. I wish I could remember.
I don't remember either.
But yeah, no, nobody likes raisins. That's stupid. No, I taught preschool for 6 years. I've thrown away probably a landfill's amount of Minute Maid, tiny Minute Maid boxes of raisins. No kid eats them. Nobody eats them. Except for the really smart, lonely girl kid.
You eat them.
The one who's like a genius who sit alone in the corner with a big forehead because the brain's big. She eats the raisins.
I feel like you're talking shit about me because I used to love eating boxes of raisins when
no,
I was a
I'm
kid.
No, I'm actually, I was remembering a kid who I loved her whole family. I loved her parents. I loved her little brother. And she was one of my favorite students
ever. The
raisins
are in trail mix. They're fine. They're
hidden.
You personally just don't like raisins. So you just talk about
everybody sugar. Hates raisins.
That's not true.
Listen, like I have a sample
you and Lori
size.
Kilmartin, I swear to God.
Oh, it was Lori Kilmartin. That's who it was.
She's the one I was talking about.
Yeah,
she
go back to
like
the episode of Lori Kilmartin, J. Tyler, whatever fucking Jay president assassination ass name. Doesn't that sound like J. Tyler Menz shot Donald Trump today?
Oh, Jay, if you yeah. only could, that'd be so
he
great.
He was found with a .45 and a copy of Catcher in the Rye.
Jeremy Reidenbach, friend of the podcast, his gripe of the week is walking in front of my door and being confronted by the wall of funk coming off my roommate that hasn't showered in who knows how long.
He's depressed. Do you hear the accordion from The Office going on all the time coming out of his room? I bet you do. Or you hear the Parks and Rec.
I've talked about it on the pod. I hate when tall, stinky people hug me and then my shoulder stinks like them. I mean, it's not... There's so many things for you to not smell bad. You cannot shower and still not smell bad. You mm-hmm. know what I mean?
Yeah.
Just clean your pits. Clean where... Because there's a different kind of sweat. There's your regular sweat and then there's your stress sweat.
Yep.
The shit that comes out of... It's like just out of your privates and out of your armpits.
I hate that stale, depressed room smell so fucking much.
Oh
my friend... my
so
friend
gross.
Who also... My friend Patrick, who I did teach his kid, but he was also the drummer in that band, the OCs,
mm-hmm.
Which is a good band from San Francisco. I live in Los Angeles now. But he told me that he had to kick out one of his... He had like one of his best friends living with him, but he had a wife and a kid. It's San Francisco. Families have roommates all the time. That's not weird.
Right.
But he said he was just all the depressed smells mm-hmm. were coming out of his room. And he's like, dude, I got a daughter now. I can't.
You can't
be like, you
come
fucking,
on,
the funk is too fucking nasty.
Yeah.
They had to kick the guy
She's
out.
She's too young to be subjected
yeah,
to this
I know.
Yet.
She could like smell the fucking failure.
Yeah.
It's disgusting. Yeah, that's a bad smell.
It stinks. I can't stand it.
I burn incense every day. Try to keep my laundry out of my room in the bathroom, my dirty laundry, so it doesn't smell like that.
Max Doyle's gripe of the week is people that create fake profiles to leave bogus reviews to hurt your business and that you can't really prove it, even though it's quite obvious at times.
I have talked to a lawyer who had that same thing going on. A rival lawyer was creating a shitload of Yelp accounts
like
to trash him.
Really?
And he sued him and ended up settling outside of court for $1 million in defamation.
Holy shit.
Yeah, because they were able to use like geo-tagging and I don't know.
Yeah, geocaching where it tells you where it's coming from.
Yeah, yeah.
So if it's all coming from the same place, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, they were able to
Max, sue his ass. Sue him.
Yeah, for sure. I can even, if you're dead serious, I can maybe put you in touch with this lawyer. If you want to hit up Carmen, don't hit me up.
Or email a podcast so we know. It's nosirpod@gmail.com. Ben Bacharach, his gripe of the week.
Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Burt Bacharach.
Ben what the world Bacharach.
Needs now. Austin Powers, anybody? Funniest movie ever. What did old Ben Bacharach have to say?
Ben Bacharach's gripe of the week is people in fast sports cars being the slowest drivers on the road.
Valid.
That is valid. But it's also because they probably never owned anything that expensive before. They're terrified of it getting wrecked.
Do you know this person? Do they live in L.A.? Because I know in L.A., people come out here and they spend like $1,000, $10,000 to rent a Lamborghini for a day. They live their L.A. dream for one day. They spend like $40,000 in one day. And those cars are really, A, tough to drive, and B, they're probably terrified of even getting a scratch on it because the amount of money they spent to rent it for a day. So they're like driving around like it's the fucking Pope. I don't know, but I hate all that shit anyway. Like, even having those cars is stupid. They shouldn't even make those fucking cars. There's no reason to have a Lamborghini. Go fuck yourself. I hate
sports cars. Yeah, really?
They're just not, there's no reason for them. It's just a fucking grotesque display of wealth. I don't fuck that. I don't like that.
They should all make just one kind of car.
I wouldn't go that far. Fucking Chairman Mao over here. I wouldn't go that far. We should have some options. But I mean, I do think that those fuck. I mean, if the whole point of the car is to just let everybody know you have money, go fuck yourself. I don't care. I don't care. Even if I was rich, that doesn't impress me.
But if you want a fast car and you, but then you drive it fast. Like, my dad loves Porsches because he likes to go fast. You know, and you can't go fast like you can in a Porsche,
right?
Because it's a fuck. That was the whole thing. Is it was a sports car because you could fucking race in it.
Well, it's
and my dad has a car where he, you know, he'll take the ticket. That's why he bought the car, is so he could go 120 and it feels like he's going 40.
Wow.
You know,
I think a lot of those people are also probably going slow because they're just fucking filming themselves driving.
Oh, in that stupid. Yeah.
Yeah. Looking like Jersey Shore dudes.
He doubled down. He had another gripe that said, also, my neighbors just throw their junk mail on the ground next to the mailboxes. Just take it with you and throw that shit in the trash.
I do think that mail now is just one big transference of trash.
Yeah, they're just making stuff for us to throw away.
They make trash in a factory.
I think it's probably about 2% of old people that still use the coupons in there to get like a Domino's. But all the Domino's specials and shit, they're already online. So you don't even need a paper the coupon for it.
I mean, the mail, I get checks in the mail all the time. Like that. I mean, you do too, yeah. I'm sure. Mm-hmm. I mean, the mail is still relevant, but a lot of that fucking...
Yeah, the junk mail is though.
The junk mail is completely junk mail. And it's just crazy to me to think that there's a factory made to print up trash, and then they truck it to a building where they put all the trash there, and then they make the trash into smaller piles and then put it in even to smaller boxes.
In several different trucks, and they bring the trash to everybody's house.
It's fucking insane.
So it goes from yeah, and it just goes in the trash can.
It's for nobody. It's for nothing.
Because it's already been proven that you don't get a lot of response on direct mailers anymore anyways.
Yeah.
So it's useless at this point. All they're doing is justifying their advertising budget, which they could take that and use the shit, buy fucking Facebook ads. They're more effective. Yeah, that's fair. Fuck junk mail.
But God bless the post office. Put food on the table my entire life. Appreciate you guys. Those wool pants are ugly as fuck, though.
Justin White's gripe of the week is when someone says, I hate to do this to you, but, and if they really didn't want to do it to you, they would have just never did it. I hate when people do that to you. I hate to do this to you, but here's the thing that I hate to do to you. So
yeah, all those turns of phrases are, remember the Sarah Silverman joke about that? Can I steal you for a minute? Like all that whole language is just so fucking annoying.
I hate to do this to you, but
it's like, let me pretend to care about your feelings and then completely disregard you as a human being. You love to do it to me. That's why you're doing it to everybody you've ever met.
Yeah, because that's never the first time you ever say it.
No.
Anytime it's like, I hate to do this to you, that means you've done it several times and you feel bad about it. That's why you have to give yourself a disclaimer. So it's like, look, I don't like that I'm doing this to you, but I'm doing it to you anyways. But know that I don't like it, so it's okay.
Yeah. I'm still a good person. You love me, right?
Ugh. That reminds me of those K Thanks girls. You ever know?
K Thanks.
K Thanks.
Yeah.
It's like one.
Can you do this? K Thanks.
K Thanks. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Where you're just assuming that I'm gonna do all the things you just said. Like I don't have a choice. It's you're just that confident that I'm going to do whatever the fuck you say.
I bet that Uber jerk that was in the car is a
she's
K-thanks.
A K-thanks girl.
Yeah.
I fucking hate K-thanks girls.
Yeah, she's probably a, I hate to do this, can I steal you for a minute,
K-thanks. I've never heard a guy
girl.
Say that. I've never heard a guy say K-thanks.
K-thanks.
K-thanks. I hate to do this to you, but you're going to need to do that. K-thanks. Oh, I think that's who won. I think K-Thanks gets the gripe of the week for me.
Nobody said K-Thanks. That's your gripe. He said, I hate to do this to you.
It's the same category. It's the same fucking category.
All right. I hate to do this to you wins. Is that Justin White?
Justin White. You got the gripe of the week, baby. K-Thanks.
Next week, I'll have a good jingle for winning the gripe of the week. And I'll put a little pause in it so I can play it. And it's like... Guess who won grab of the week?
Don't give yourself
it's
too much
Justin
to commit
White.
To doing because you Why don't like
the grab of the week. Justin White.
Guys, listen. Thank you for listening to us. Also, subscribe to us. Write us a little review on the iTunes if you could. Remember to go to the Amazon link at BrianVokey.com. It's at the very top. Go to Brondell.com and buy some stuff. 20% off with the promo code
Brondell,
sir. Thanks. Email us if you want to. It's nosirpod@gmail.com and nosirpod on all the assorted social media. We actually have we have two emails to get to from the Colonel. The Colonel wrote us.
Colonel.
We haven't heard from the Colonel in a minute.
Damn smartphones had a nice phone with plenty of processing power. It had a camera that took fine, happy snaps. As good as any old small camera, ran a bunch of programs I never used. And I don't know why I went into that.
Yeah, I don't know why he sounds like he's in a rocking chair on a porch yeah. somewhere. Hey, it had a good old camera on it.
Yeah, it's like Wilford Brimley.
He sounds like ricocheting bullets. Go like, bang on tang, go
like
bang on tang.
He's doing a diabetes commercial. And you know, could talk to people with it, just like an old black rotary phone. The solid ones you could crack someone's skull with. Then I got a notification on my phone that the operating system software was no longer supported and I needed to get a new phone. Nothing wrong with the hardware. Phone is still more powerful than the computers that got us to the moon. But it was, this is actually, I picked it completely the right rhythm.
You did.
To read this.
Back in my day.
But it was not compatible with the latest systems, 4G my ass. Now I would cheerfully pay $50 to $100 for a new software to run on the old hardware, but nobody was writing that code, and the last programming I did was on punch cards. What the fuck? $500 for a new phone? All of you that must have the latest phone every damn year, it's your fault. I hate you. I agree 100%, John. I fucking cannot stand this, like, the implied obsolescence is what we're talking about here.
Well, it's the same idea with the purchase of a Lamborghini. It's egregious. It's unnecessary. You should use your phone until your phone don't fucking work anymore, and then you get a phone.
But we all gleefully get in line for the next $1,000 iPhone. I see people on the train with 9 kids, and they're pulling out an iPhone X, and I'm like, what is your life even like? What does that look like? Ugh. Like, you must be hanging by a thread. No one. I mean, it just must make for so much goddamn conflict. Just all that pressure.
Yeah.
You know? Fuck.
But I don't understand why people accept that pressure. Like, I have only ever gotten an iPhone if I get it for free. Then that's why I always have an older one, because I got it for free when you renew your contract.
Yeah, my iPhone is like the size of an SD card.
It is. It's a little baby.
Little guy. Because it was $145. That's another thing. If you want to, Colonel, you can go to MetroPCS. Here's a free plug. If you switch, you'll get a free iPhone right now, but it's a little guy. You switch to him. All right. Next gripe from John, Colonel John. I hate news that is not news. News is something that happened, a fact, or something a named person has said. It might include other contextual facts or analysis by an expert whose qualifications are stated and verified as part of the report. News is a report, not a story. Repeating something that happened on Monday all week is not news. News is not B-roll video of something the producer thinks looks like a current event, especially if the video is not clearly marked as not the same event. News is not emo porn. Like 15 screaming 911 calls about an incident, interviews with everyone who's heard about the incident, or what a talking head or pseudo celebrity thinks about the incident. News is not what some unarmed knucklehead says about what might happen or might have happened. If I need that, I've got my magic 8 ball. News is never what happened. News is never what anyone named Paltrow, West, Oz, Phil, Kardashian, DJ, whatever, etc. says, unless it's about their industry or craft. News is not a press release from a company to include the owners of the media outlet reporting on it. I like to be entertained, just not by newsreader clowns. You, Carmen and Brian, are entertaining and often more informative than the sculpted androids reading copy off a teleprompter. John. I agree.
Yeah.
I don't know. You said it
at
all.
First, I know. At first, I thought I was like, oh no, is this a fake news rant? But it's an all news rant. It's all of it. And I think that's it. It all stems from from the clickbait shit where it started off as like, this is my opinion about like opinion pieces have started like this gray area of what news is, because now it's this, now they include tweets. They even include tweets on like CNN and Fox News. It's like, this person said this, tweeted about, who the fuck is that person?
Yeah.
They're not even an expert about the thing. Like they're not even Fart an expert Daddy's, in anything.
Yeah. Fart Daddy 69 said, which is Matt Lockwood. Dude, but I was going to say another angle of media right now that is annoying me, and it ties into the beginning of this podcast, is that if you look up Hannah Gadsby's special, one of the top reviews of it is written by her.
She wrote a review to her own
special?
That's
a new thing that's happening. People are writing, it is veiled as an explanation, but it is definitely a review. And it, because it's the main thing that comes up when you Google these fucking specials, is people reviewing their own special. Here's what I meant by this. Blah, 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 blah. Oh, fuck. Yeah, there's no such thing as honest reporting, honest reviewing, honest news. But Colonel John, another email from the radical centrist.
Thanks for writing us, John.
I feel like walking around the middle now, being politically middle now, is like trying to walk through the DMZ, where you have these two sides with just fucking nukes pointed at each other. And then you're just walking through this demilitarized zone, hoping they don't just fucking unload on you from either side.
Yeah, the middle is just Berlin trying not to get bombed.
Anyway, we love you guys.
Thanks so much for listening.
No, sir, I don't like it. No, sir, I don't like it. No, sir, I don't like it. No, sir, I don't like it.
No, sir, I don't like it. No, sir, I don't like it.
No, sir, I don't like it. No, sir, I don't like it.
What the fuck is the fucking matter? What the stupid one?
No, sir, I don't like it.
I don't want your life.
No, sir, I don't like it.
I don't want your life.
No, sir, I don't like it.
I don't want your life.